This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for listening. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Dustin's in for Kevin today. Mr. Dustin Moore, Daniel answering your calls. When you do, call us at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Tomorrow and Wednesday. Are you listening? This will help. Free pie. Now they're listening, Todd. They heard free pie. You know what I'm saying? Todd and I are going to spend the evening baking pies. And we're going to be serving them after the show tomorrow. A little pie social from the K-Fire Agri International at the Bismarck Event Center. Yes, we can hardly wait. Okay, I lied. They're not pies made by Todd and I. They're pies made by Malcolm and Teresa and the team at Hometown Pies who make the best pies on earth, bar none. And we've been there before with them, rave reviews, so we're doing it again. So come join us after the broadcast tomorrow. And on Wednesday, look forward to chatting with you at the Bismarck Event Center. Should be a lot of fun. We're also going to head to the farm next week. What's on your farm? Well, tour we're taking. North Dakota's for Comprehensive Energy Solutions here next hour to tell us a little bit more about that. So we look forward to that as well. We are going to talk about veterans and a change in the law regarding Vietnam veterans on the program today. We should also, before we start, tell you that sadly we awoke to confirmation today that, in fact, we have the names now of two individuals serving in Afghanistan that were killed because of a sniper fire, and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. I tell you, just last week, some law enforcement gunned down and military, and I always am amazed at the amount of attention that gets compared to, you know, the Oscars, for instance, is just unbelievable. Or something crazy Joe Biden said. It's just, so we don't ever want to contribute to that at all. Welcome our next guest to the program, Undersecretary of the VA, Dr. Paul Lawrence. Dr. Lawrence, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Thank you. And thanks for caring about veterans.
Absolutely, we do. And we appreciate what you do as well in the Trump administration for veterans. And this Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act is really, in some ways, kind of a head scratcher because you say, okay, these were people who served during Vietnam, but to date haven't been considered part of Vietnam when it comes to care for potential things like Agent Orange. Senator Kramer has talked about this one. We also follow closely the Frankie Evans Act. That was another one. A listener called to the program one day when Senator Kramer was doing a talk radio town hall, had a relative or a friend of I think it was a father-in-law is what it was, that, you know, had been on a ship and because of that couldn't be considered for placement on the Vietnam Memorial Wall. And that's been fixed. So we're glad the Trump administration is taking this stuff so seriously. But why do you think it took as long as it did on the Blue Water Act?
I just don't know. There's a history back and forth of legal issues, but as you point out, the president made veterans and the military centerpiece of his administration. So it got done in June of this year. He signed the law, and we began granting benefits and access to health care on January 1st, exactly as the law required.
The Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act, Blue Water meaning what? That they weren't physically on the ground in Vietnam?
That's right. There's a history of this, right? So on the ground in Vietnam was boots on the ground. In the rivers of Vietnam was called the brown water. The blue water was the 12 nautical miles offshore. So this law extended benefits if you're exposed to Agent Orange and you were in the Navy in these 12 miles off the shore. So that's what the title of the law refers to.
Quite simply, you know, everyone that risked their lives, however they risked their lives during the Vietnam War, deserve to be honored and given access to this care and benefits, right? I mean, that's not much of an argument, and that's why the administration was behind it. So what are you talking numbers-wise now? Do you know what kind of people are waiting for care and will get it now as a result of this?
sure. We estimated that over 10 years, which is how long it'll take, and it's not just the veterans, right? It's also their survivors, and in some cases, their children. It's nuances of the law. So we think there'll be somewhere about 500,000 people will apply for benefits, and we think probably 100,000 will get it using our estimates of how it all works. But our main point is we encourage everybody, if they think they were exposed and have some of the conditions you can find on the website, please, please, please go and apply. Our job is to get you to yes. We will find your, take your personnel records. We have all the ship logs. We will try to place you in the 12 miles as best we can.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So that's the process then. And I know this is your job to implement this law and make sure that, this benefit along with other VA benefits are administered properly. Give me a little sense of how things are going in that regard in the Trump administration overall. I mean, do you feel as though efficiency is noticeably better? I know that, we're blessed because we're in North Dakota, Minnesota, and we often hear great things about the Fargo VA, but I know other places don't have those same customer service satisfaction rates. But how's things coming and turning all that around?
Well, actually, they do. Under this administration, our trust scores and our customer service scores are way, way up. The American Medical Association just did a study of our wait times. They're good or better to get into the hospitals in the private sector. And Dartmouth did a study of the quality of care as good or better than the private sector. And what I run, the benefits, we're administering more benefits and faster than ever before in the history of the VA. So the secretary likes to say it's not your father's VA anymore. There have been some significant changes, and maybe anybody listening to me had a bad experience once, we'd ask you to come on and give us a second chance.
Yeah, that's great. So that's one of those things that doesn't make the news, right, Dr. Lawrence? I mean, you hear the bad, but when you're making progress on a fix, that doesn't bubble to the top, unfortunately. So that's great to hear.
That's right. The secretary has an anecdote, which is, there's almost 400,000 people work at the VA, and the 200 knuckleheads get all the attention. But it's just not representative of what's really going on.
Yeah. And we have heard great things from veterans themselves specifically, and they make a point of saying that they like their care here. And I know for sure when we were hearing it, that was rare because there were, other stories around the country. Have you heard about the reputation of Fargo at all?
Yes, I have. And it's also in terms of where we administer benefits, our office there is one of the best, too.
Yeah, that's great to hear. So what is a best practice here that is transferring nicely elsewhere and raising those scores up there?
Well, I think it had a lot to do with the way we greet people. The secretary started greeters at doors. But even more importantly, and this is something I hope we can talk about, solid start, is we're really trying to make veterans appreciate that they have a relationship with the VA, right? For me, I was in the military for 3 years, but I've been a veteran for 10 times as long. So once folks transition out of the military, the VA is their place to be. And so we want to encourage people to come and begin to connect and let us figure out what benefits and services they're eligible for.
And solid start sounds pretty simple. Just get that connection going as soon as possible after they leave active duty, huh?
That's right. From your lips to law, it took us a while to get this done, but we'll make 3 outbound phone calls to a military member who's just transitioned into civilian life during the first year, after 90 days, mid-year, and then at the end of the year, to let them know about the services made available to us. And so far, these calls are going really, really well. We first thought we'd get a lot of questions about mental health, and there's some of those, but the vast majority is information about access to benefits and how they receive care. So the counselors on the phone are able to do that right away and then follow up with emails. So again, it's establishing the relationship.
How much are you hearing about the HBOT benefit? I know Fargo was recently added to the other areas that have these beta sites going on, and there's an effort to, expand that as we go. But is there a robust interest in that from veterans?
Veterans are always interested in the different things we do for them. I'm not all that familiar with the program you're describing, unfortunately.
I know it's a test program now, so maybe that's under a different category. But now, it's not long ago here and added to the others as well as being a test site where some veterans in a particular category could be eligible for HBOT, hyperbaric oxygen treatment, at different clinics than the VA themselves where they're, available. So,
we're running a series of tests. That's one of them. We're also doing telemedicine where you can come into a private sector place and go into a room that's specially designed to get telecare if you're unable to go to a hospital easily. We're also running tests with alternative therapies for pain, so you don't have to take opioids, yoga, things like this, water therapy and the like. So there's a series of things we're trying to do to really keep up with what's available.
All right, a couple of calls, a couple of questions here for you, rather, by text. Please ask your guest about the Wounded Warrior Project. Evidently, they had to fire two of its CEOs for overspending lavishly on trips, et cetera. I know it's a private program, but do you have any comment on that?
Sure. I know they had some problems several years ago. I know I've interacted with the present CEO. He's a retired Army general. He's a spot-on fiscal stewardship and spending the money wisely. I've interacted with some of those programs. I think they're some of the best for veterans. I don't know what was happening before, but I have a feeling, a sense, all that's changed.
Short break. We're going to come back and finish up a few other questions we have for Dr. Paul Lawrence. Let him also share anything else he'd like to talk about. But we're chatting about some good news today. The Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019 implemented with the president's signature and underway now within the VA. So that's certainly good news. More with Dr. Lawrence after this.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now, that attack in eastern Afghanistan on two of our soldiers was an apparent insider attack. So more details dripping out about that. don't like hearing that at all, and becomes part of the tricky nature of having you know, allies in one country when you're fighting other folks in that country. And we continue to keep their families in our thoughts and prayers for sure today. We're chatting with the VA Undersecretary, Dr. Paul Lawrence, about benefits for veterans, which is recently expanded with the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019. A couple other questions that have come in. One asks, could you ask the Secretary, is the VA prepared to handle an influx of military retirees since DOD is cutting back on medical services to retirees?
And that we are constantly studying not only the volumes of folks that are showing up in our system, but also the location. One of the features of the president signed a law a couple summers ago. It was called the Mission Act, which expanded care for veterans to include going into the private sector. So when we were not able to provide care, perhaps a specialty, or if a veteran preferred something that was easier to get to, we now have much more access to the private sector, and so we think that will help tremendously.
And when you say access to the private sector, that comes in the form of a vet being able to go there without a stop at the VA and get care?
No, you have to go to the VA first, and they help coordinate, and they give you options where to go for whatever your symptoms would be. And they say, here are some choices. You can come here to the VA under these situations. If you prefer to go to another place, here are some options for you.
Got it. Okay. Well, and at least in that case, is going to speed up care probably, right, and help the availability of whatever services they need.
Speed up care, make more convenient if you prefer a shorter commute. This is especially true. You probably will laugh, given where you are in big cities. It's often easier to not travel that far. So that's right.
Another texter, listener, says, as a Gulf War veteran with the 311th EVAC hospital, we do not receive any VA benefits. Why?
That's confusing. All veterans are eligible for benefits. So I don't understand that. If you were to get more information, we could go figure that specific case out. So, but that's generally not accurate. The only way you would lose your benefits as a veteran if you received a dishonorable discharge or something other than honorable discharge, which affects your benefits. But certainly that wouldn't be true for a whole group.
All right. Let's see here. Marlon has a question. Marlon's somewhere in Minnesota for the undersecretary. Go ahead, Marlon. You're up.
Yeah, Scotty. Good morning.
Morning.
What can you tell me about this new Way Forward Act? I've read a little bit on it, and if it's what I think it is, it's horrible.
What is the new Way Forward Act, Dr. Lawrence?
I'm unfamiliar with that. Is that VA legislation, or is that something more
broad?
No,
it's not. It's got something to do with immigration people.
You know, I don't know off the top of my head anything named that, but I can do some checking. We're not going to be able to get an answer, obviously, from the VA because it doesn't concern the VA. So, Marlon, if you hang on, we'll do a little check and see if we can look into that. Anything else you want to share with us before we let you go?
Two quick things, and these related to benefits. One's a sort of sub-feature of Blue Water Navy. At the same time we provided care for veterans, it also raised the cap on the home loan guarantee. This is where veterans could purchase a home with no money down, but in some places of the country, the cap prevented them from using it because houses were a bit more expensive than what the cap was. So now there's no cap, so they should be able to afford homes. So if you have listeners who are thinking about buying a different home or maybe renting and want to buy, this really enables that. And the second thing is, we found that a lot of veterans are unbanked, don't use banks to get their benefits still on a check, or they put it on a debit card. So we started a program called Veterans Benefits Banking Program, where there are major banks in the United States who offer veterans no-cost checking accounts to receive their benefits through financial institutions. That last one, Veterans Benefits Banking Program, can be found just by Googling those words.
Interesting. That's a good deal. And by the way, the home loan guarantee, is that not just Blue Water Vietnam vets?
Yeah, that's all
anybody?
Veterans. That's all veterans. That's right.
Yeah.
It was a feature put in there, and you're right, exactly. We'll make places, certain parts of the country where veterans move, the housing prices just slowly crept up out of the range of the loan. So now this is enabling veterans to buy homes there.
Good stuff here. Jim and Mandan, go ahead for Dr. Lawrence's question.
Yes, good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
I've served in from September September 28th, 76 to September 28th, 1980. Although I recognize myself as a veteran, I have two questions. My first question, I don't believe I am a Vietnam veteran, although I did deal with the aftermath and I rescued hundreds of boat people at my own risk and peril. I still do not consider myself a Vietnam veteran. Would that be correct?
Yeah, this law limits Vietnam veteran service in the Navy to May of 1975 when the conflict ended. However, anybody in the situations you're describing where it's a little nuanced, we do encourage you to come and apply for benefits and see what the possibilities are in other sections of the law.
Then just in general, would I do, even though it's just being a Navy veteran, am I eligible for any medical benefits?
You may. That's an individual thing we'll have to work through when you file a claim, but the possibility could very well be yes, and that's why I encourage everybody to come in and apply. You know, you can do it through us at the VA. You can do it through your State Department of Veterans Affairs or many VSOs, American Legion, the Veterans of Foreign War, DAV, Disabled American Veterans. They have case officers who can help.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Jim will take one more for Dr. Lawrence. Ray, go ahead with your question.
Hi, this is Ray. I was in stationed at Minot Air Force Base 73 to 77. I was in two vehicle rollovers, one that was partially my fault. The other one, I was not the driver. I was a passenger. Since then, I've had a lot of neck and back problems. I applied. I got all my medical history together, took it into the VA, and they flat out denied it. And I would like to know what my next step would be, because I do, it would be nice to see if I had some benefits coming, sure, or some assistance with some medical. I'm getting ready to retire here this coming year, so I'd like to know what, if anything, I could get out of it.
Sure. So anytime, any decision you are unhappy with the VA, you can appeal. It's called filing an appeal. This is all on our website, and you're entitled to do that. Mm-hmm. There's three possible ways you can do that. A couple of them are done pretty quickly. One takes you in front of the Board of Veterans Appeals. Same answer as the previous guy. You can come in. We can help you. Your state can help you, and even the Veteran Service Organizations can help you. This is a standard thing. It's not an unusual thing at all, and I encourage you to do it.
Okay, so go back into the VA's office, that new one here in Minot?
I don't know if they offer benefit services or not there, but you could look online and see, or certainly you could find a state veteran service officer or one of the VSOs like American Legion.
Probably closest you'd have to go, furthest you'd have to go to be Bismarck, but might be able to get her down there. Ray, good luck to you. If nothing else, go to the website. Dr. Paul Lawrence, thanks for your time today. Really enjoyed the conversation. Appreciate your service for our veterans. Thanks so much.
You, Scott. Thank you for doing for veterans.
Take care. A veteran himself, our guest, Dr. Paul Lawrence.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000, 701-237-9000, or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. If you're a 2020 presidential candidate, the place to be today is New Hampshire, which holds the first in the nation primary tomorrow. All the Democratic contenders have been there for days. President Trump is heading there later today for a rally in Manchester this evening. In the latest CBS News tracker poll from that state, Pete Buttigieg leads with 29%, Bernie Sanders with 25%. Then come Elizabeth Warren, and in fourth place, former VP Joe Biden, who's downplaying any notions his campaign is losing steam. Biden
Times says many New Hampshire voters haven't made up their minds yet on who they'll vote for, but they all want one thing, to remove Donald Trump from office.
Everybody, including independents, a lot of Republicans think he has to go. Look, we're just getting going. You got to get 1,900 delegates or more. And I feel confident about where we are.
He spoke on CBS's This Morning, and this is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
CJ at Dacty Slush today, you want to chat? And he says he's on the business end of a semi.
It always sounds funny when he's got his head under the hood like that or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't know what business end of a diesel meant, but I didn't want to ask. I know the business end of a cow, so I assume that, you know. Yeah, but anyway, what he's doing is he's making them go. And whether you have anything diesel, that's as simple as that. Anything diesel. So bring it in, and it'll run better once it leaves there. A little more torque, a little better mileage, and you know you'll be back on the road. Semi trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, whatever. If it's diesel, that's all he's done. Live, breathe, sleep, eat diesel. He's grown up in it. Call him at 701-258-5011 for an appointment. 701-258-5011 for all the repair and maintenance needs of that diesel vehicle from CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. All right. Back with us today. And with us actually tomorrow and Wednesday, too, because they're going to be at the Bismarck Event Center at the K-Fire Agri International. So you can see them there. We get to talk to them today and preview a couple of things that are happening. North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, Tammy Ibach and Bob Harms, welcome back, you two.
Thanks, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
Glad to have you on the program today. And we're going to talk first a little bit about energy. If you have questions or comments, by the way, certainly welcome. 701-258-0550. Text me, too, at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. I think I speak for most folks in this part of the world. We'd like our homes warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Okay, can we start there?
We sure can. Let's do start there. Who doesn't want their home?
I was starting to worry that I asked a little while.
Warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
Well, seems kind of obvious. That seems like a rhetorical question. Like,
well, I'm
nobody
just
should need to answer that one.
So, but how we do that is always key, and that goes back to those statements we've made on this show many, many times about having an all-of-the-above energy policy and the importance of all of us to work together and not create a divide. We've talked about the importance of base load in this state. We need it on the days when it's minus 30 and we don't have wind turbines working. It's what we need.
So that's, you know, I'll say slightly unusual, right? When do you have somebody saying, no, we need base load energy too? And yes, we're going to add, you know, wind to the mix and other things as well. But you're making the point, as sometimes folks in the coal industry do, to have reliable energy, you need baseload coal. You agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Bob, you spent some time in the political ends of this and the different legislation. Does that mean not everybody's in their separate corners in fighting?
Well, Scott, that's exactly right, and we've been consistent about that message. You know, I go back to Governor Hovind. I remember 15 years ago we had a situation where wind and coal and ethanol and oil and gas were all arguing about whose energy is best, and the Empower Commission came out of that conversation, as did the Upper Great Plains Transmission Coalition, and it was designed to help North Dakotans understand that we are better off together finding mutual interests as opposed to going to our separate corners and then complaining about how coal works or how wind works or how ethanol is bad and figuring out how to work together to make the pie in North Dakota bigger rather than arguing about who gets the pie or why isn't the pie bigger than what it is. And so that's the whole sentiment that has been underway in North Dakota really for about 15 years. And frankly, that's why part of why North Dakota has become such an energy powerhouse, where we sell energy to, you know, 30 other states in Canada, whether it's electricity or oil and gas or ethanol, and you know that's a good thing for our state.
Now, is that is it unrealistic? In other words, Ford doesn't care much about Chevy, right? That's just kind of a natural thing where you've got you've got competition, and I would also say, if I'm in the coal industry, I've been under attack, right? I mean, the whole Obama era was about a war on coal, right? Yeah. And then you have new competitors popping up on the gas side and on the wind side. You probably wouldn't have a lot of warm and fuzzies and want to work together. What's the argument to work together?
Well, I think the argument is that we're better off, at least from a North Dakota perspective, a two-part answer. One, what you're talking about, the attack on the coal industry is, that's on the federal level, and there's not much that you and I can do about that issue other than to recognize that's the reality. Now, whether we agree with it or not is a different question, but so set that aside for a minute. And then the second point, what can we do in North Dakota? There is clearly opportunities to work together, and I'll use the Upper Great Plains Transmission Coalition as an example. We 15 years ago we had a transmission constraint in North Dakota where we couldn't ship electricity out of the state, and coal wasn't going to get additional transmission built, and wind wasn't going to do that on their own. And so they joined arms. They had lots of arguments and fights internally, but they got it done, and they recognized that there are things that are in their mutual interests to work on, and transmission would be a great example of that. In addition to that, is baseload an issue that needs to be addressed in North Dakota or maybe even nationwide? Is there some kind of adjustment that should be made in the marketplace through MISO or SPP to help buttress or underpin the baseload power that we have in America? And that's a conversation that is certainly well worth having and is underway in MISO and SPP and other places. So that's a good thing for North Dakota and the country, frankly.
All right, so let's talk about some of those benefits and the transmission. Will be on the agenda at a interim committee hearing of the legislature Thursday, the Energy Development and Transmission Committee. They're talking transmission. Anything you want to talk about there?
What I recommend is if people really want to get their arms wrapped around transmission and understand it more clearly and what the possibilities for the future might be, you have some of the smartest listeners in the state. Attend that hearing Thursday morning. It's at 9 o'clock at the Capitol. There's going to be representatives from MISO and from SPP, and from a lot of the industry perspective, people here in the state as well, Basin, MDU, they're all making presentations on transmission. It's going to be a key topic for North Dakota moving forward.
All right. Let's see. What else do we want to cover here? Let's talk a little bit about some of the things you hear from landowners, some of the things you hear from different counties where this is considered. Why are they bully for wind? Talk about what benefits they see.
Scott, we're hearing lots of really positive comments from landowners, and that's one of the reasons that we're participating in the KFYR Ag Show. That's where our base is. Landowners are really appreciating the lease payments that they're getting on a turbine. Annual lease payment can exceed $10,000 annually, and we've said this before, when there are tough economic times, in farming, it allows that farmer and rancher to diversify their income a little bit with something that's truly sustainable, and that's a check from a lease agreement, which is true in most of the energy in North Dakota, whether it's oil and gas and coal. Lease agreements are key. And we can't have energy without agriculture, landowners offering up their land to participate in North Dakota's energy mix.
And Scott, you know, just to build on that point, the other thing that we've talked about before is if you take a family, North Dakota landowner family, and apply that economic metric over the 25-year period, you know, that family can pick up a half a million to $1 million of revenue over the period of that wind farm. So it's a big deal to the landowners themselves. But then the other thing that we've talked about is what it does for rural North Dakota, whether it's in Logan County or Burke County or Sheridan, places that don't have a Bismarck or a Bakken or a power plant located in them. It does a lot of good things for rural North Dakota, something that we've been working on for 30 years and trying to provide economic opportunity and slow the out-migration, if you will, from some of our rural counties. It gives them a new economic opportunity that they don't have otherwise.
Where does this electricity that's generated in these counties benefiting these landowners, where does it go?
Well, we export about 60% of the electricity that we generate in North Dakota, whether it's produced from Garrison Dam, the coal industry, or the wind farms. So it's about 60% of what we produce we send out of state, which is a good thing, whether it's cows or electricity or oil and gas. The fact that we export things to other parts of the nation and the world is a good thing. We sell to about 30 other states in the Southwest Power Pool and the MISO and into Canada. So we have a pretty broad reach into the market.
And I also want to ask you a little bit about, is this level of competition good for the consumer in the sense, is that why we have among the least expensive electricity rates in the country?
Absolutely, it's good for the consumer. And I just heard PSC Commissioner Brian Crosses talk about it yesterday. I listened to one of his campaign speeches, and he said North Dakota benefits from some of the lowest electrical rates across the country. And it's because of the all-of-the-above energy mix that we have here in North Dakota.
And, Scott, just to add to that, you know, if you think about it, whether you're a homeowner, you're a farmer, you're a business person in North Dakota, those electric rates that we have being so low nationwide is a good thing for everybody in North Dakota. So we all benefit from those low electricity rates. The other thing I wanted to add is, you know, one of the things that people don't fully appreciate or understand is how do these wind farms or power plants get into the market? And the short answer is the utilities in North Dakota will need more power. And so they issue an RFP, a request for proposal, and then there becomes a competitive process, essentially a bidding process, and they make the choice as to what energy source they build into their energy mix, and that benefits the North Dakota consumer statewide. But that's how they get built.
See how talented you guys are, because we have 40 seconds left, and I have two questions. One is on recycling of turbines that we're hearing about in the news, and the other is on the news of the Coal Creek Station, which some are going to put back on wind. Take each of those 20 seconds each.
Sure. Recycling, of course, it's a hot topic, just like the EPA 5 years ago wanting to shut down the coal industry together. There's always going to be negative comments coming from almost any industry. But we do know and have been reading that there are solutions in place. And we're going to put some of that information out on our social media pages in the future, too, which is good. There needs to be solutions when it comes to the recycling of the turbines.
And on Coal Creek Station?
The Coal Creek Station, that's an issue that is out there, and that's a power plant that's operated by Great River Energy. They're an innovative company. They've got an ethanol plant. They sell ash into the cement industry, and you know, it's one of those things we want them to continue.
We'll finish on the other side of the break.
Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim, I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By Schwann Buick GMC.com. They also have Cadillacs there. In fact, there are four 2019 XT5s left. And by the way, on 0% APR for 72 months on most 2020 Buick and GMC models. You know what? Find it all out online. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Texture says Monday shows are always so good. Great way to start my Monday. Have a great day. Well, thank you very much.
Kind of like that.
Very kind of you. Exactly. We pack a lot in, that's for sure. So we didn't get a chance to finish your answer on Coal Creek Station. We also wanted to circle back on a question on waste. Do you want to take the waste question first, Bob?
Yeah, just a quick metric for the listeners. So this is from an article from Bloomberg. if we took all of the waste from the wind industry, the turbines, it would amount to 0.015% of all municipal waste in 1 year. If you took it all from 2050, that's what it amounts to. So in the scheme of things, it's minuscule.
I imagine it's the size, probably, of the turbines at a landfill that are causing some issues, but that's an interesting stat because it puts it all in perspective. You just don't see the other stuff as prominent as you do the other. All right, last question for you, Tammy, and I want to be careful. The Great River Energy announcement on Coal Creek Station is a little bit ambiguous, and I'm not sure if the audience is, you know, sort of Minnesota, or if it's North Dakota, I'm not sure what it means. Some people are reading into it that they're looking at closing. Others are saying that's not what the case is, so we really don't know. But you know what people are going to say? They're going to say, "Well, more wind means less coal plants," so they're going to blame it on comprehensive energy. What would you say?
Here's what I have to say about that, and I think some of your listeners are going to agree that. Great River Energy is a very innovative company, and we have tremendous hope that they will find a solution as to what they can do to sustain Coal Creek in North Dakota. It's really important to the vitality of Mercer County. It's important to the vitality of all the employees that work there. Those have been some of the best paying jobs in the industry long before the Bakken took off. And coal is needed to help generate that base load capacity. We all want it. We don't want it to go away.
We will see you at the KFIRE Agri International tomorrow and Wednesday. Stop by and see Tammy and Bob and the whole crew. Thank you all very
much. Scott, I have a correction. It's McLean County, not Mercer.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, just so you know and that the listeners know, I was happy to correct that.
You caught it so quick, I can't even
remember. One of those M counties.
Yeah.
thank you both. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Scott. See you tomorrow.
See him. North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, Tammy Ibach and Bob Harms. They'll be there tomorrow. Chris Berg is here from Point of View. You watch him at 6:30 on KX4, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. What a week we had last week, huh?
Oh, my goodness. It felt like it was 2 or 3 years of news just put into 1 week.
Incredible. Really was incredible, although I think most of the Sunday shows wanted to get you to forget last week, and they wanted to talk more about New Hampshire. That was a little weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. I guess Sunday shows, you'd like to see him do a little bit more on one of the probably best weeks ever for Trump. I understand they want to look forward as well, but it's New Hampshire. I mean, let's be honest. After the debacle in Iowa, it's not like New Hampshire is going to be the deciding factor, right?
You smelling any surprises in New Hampshire?
Well, I don't think this is a surprise to anybody, but I remember a while back I had the chairman of the Minnesota Democrat Party on, and we talked about, you know, a lot of things. But one of the things I said, look, honestly, I'll be surprised if this is when Biden was way up. I said, I'll be surprised if Biden even gets past Iowa, which he kind of did. But, I mean, being the VP, you had Sanders and Klobuchar and Warren all stuck in D.C., and he still ends up finishing fourth. I think that tells you all you need to know. He's not going to do well in New Hampshire, and it's going to be interesting to see people break away in South Carolina from him because he just doesn't have any momentum.
Yeah. No, it's odd. Amy Klobuchar came up in the latest poll. Buttigieg dropped, and Warren dropped, I believe. So you think Amy has a shot here still, or is this do or die in New Hampshire?
No, I think she's in it for a while. She seems to be getting momentum at the right time. I don't know if she's going to – you know, I think the thing to watch tomorrow is who's going to get the 15% and get some delegates. Can Klobuchar hit that 50% mark or not? So we'll see.
How about Donald Trump's decision to – he didn't fire Vindman. He, you know, said you're no longer assigned to the White House. Go back to the Pentagon. The guy still got a paycheck and a job, but it was described as firing everywhere. And then obviously Sondland wrote a nice letter saying, I serve with the pleasure of the president. I totally understand this. I get it. You know, I'm out of here. So he didn't have any problem. But of course, this is being, hailed by your friends in the mainstream media and the, your drive-bys as a, retaliation. Is that what it is?
I think President Trump wanted to do it a long time ago. He just was concerned about how it would look from the optics standpoint. So, I don't know. Look, he's got the right to have in there who he wants. A couple things to think about. You know, I think you and I have talked about this. I did ask Senator Cramer about it at the end of January, is why is Vindman still there? I mean, three times, Scott, he was asked by Ukraine to be their defense minister. Does that not seem odd to you?
Yeah, that seems odd to me. Yeah, what was his what was his calling in life? A hotel developer or something, right?
So I just think, you know, why in the world? Now, obviously he declined, but why were they even asking him that three times? He must have given him some hint that there was.
No, Sondland was the hotel developer, not.
Yeah.
Crazy deal. All right, we're watching tonight, okay?
All right, God bless, buddy.
You too. Hey, folks, brought to you today by our good friends at Oasis Petroleum. Remember, we have that 24-7 line open for you, the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. If anybody you know has that Buffalo spirit into the storm, let us know, 855-200-1776. God bless you.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.